When did you say they'd be coming?
By 6 o'clock, I told Pete and Gus to be here by 6.
But now it's almost 7, do you think they'll make it? It's almost time.
They're up to their old tricks again. They said they'd be on time, but as usual they're late.
Then I guess we'll just have to wait.
Mr. Rondell, I have to ask you one more time. Consider the circumstance. Ruth Crawford, my teacher and mentor from Berkeley, is here. And if she hears Sarah sing, it could make all the difference. Please give her this chance.
Yes, please give her this chance.
That's enough. That's enough. You don't know what's good for her. What is it you can't see? Leave my family alone. Leave us be.
Sarah, hey, listen. I got a truck. We can leave right after the show.
Oh, Willie, not now.
It has to be now. Just tell me that you'll go. Just tell me that you'll go.
Sarah, come here now. I need to speak with you.
Cal, just leave her be. Just leave her be. Sarah's a young woman, you can't tell her what to do.
Willie is just trouble,
but she don't belong to you.
Ma, listen to what I say. He's talking to her about running away.
Hello there, folks, just a little longer. I hope that you don't mind.
We haven't got all day. These people are always late. This is just a waste of time.
I'm sorry that I promised they would come. When things go wrong, it sure makes me feel dumb.
When I wake up every day, I make a list of all the things I really have to do. I cogitate, calculate, estimate, evaluate, so life proceeds exactly as I want it to.
But then something will turn up unexpected. The boat you built begins to spring a leak. Your ointment has some flies. The creek begins to rise, and you don't have a paddle, so to speak. Even the perfect fabrics known to fray, the best laid plans will often go astray.
The best laid plans aren't all that great. The puffed up dream will soon deflate. You imagine something perfect and you really have no doubts, but the best laid plans might not work out.
A mastermind has to think things through, the how and why and what to do. But the devil's in the details and uncertainty's about.
So even the best laid plans might not work out. Bonaparte had designs to rule the world, a stunning plan, and no one who could foil it. But his plot began to splinter when he met the Russian winter, and all his dreams just wound up in the toilet.
And don't forget the man, McGillicuddy, who set out to explore the Arctic snow. He forgot to take his rubbers to the land of ice and blubber, and he froze his toes at 48 below.
We seem to think we have it all together, but the fall will surely follow from our pride.
We're sure of our success,
then things turn into
a mess, and soon our fortunes are turning with the tide.
A mastermind has to think things through, the how and why and what to do.
But precisely planned scenarios may never come about. Yes, the best laid plans might not work out.
The best laid plans aren't all that great.
The puffed up dream will soon deflate. You imagine something perfect and you really have no doubts. But even the best laid plans might not work.
But even the best laid plans might not work.
But even the best laid plans might not work out.
Mr. Hart, we have waited long enough. It seems your oaky singers aren't showing up.
We're not impressed with what we've heard about them.
We don't like their politics or strumming.
Please be patient, I'm sure they'll soon be here.
You're wasting our time, it's clear they won't appear.
Just wait a moment longer, please don't go.
If this is all a plot for money, the answer's no.
James, we need your help.
I'll do what I can.
We have a big problem, still no sign of Gus or Pete.
Could the chorus sing a number or two?
I suppose they could.
Anything would be good. What about the girl you spoke of? Do you think that she could sing?
I don't know, I don't think so.
May I please have your attention? There is news I have to mention. We've all been waiting long, I know, for Pete Crawford and Gus Monroe.
Gus Monroe, Gus Monroe, we're gonna sing with Gus Monroe.
I'm awfully sorry to have to announce that it seems they won't be showing.
And that's precisely why we're going. This was all for nothing.
I know you're disappointed, I'm sure that you're upset, but our Weed Patch Chorus will sing for you, so don't leave yet.
Sarah, now you have to sing.
You know I can't
just sing.
I can't
just sing.
I can't
just sing. You've got to. You know it's in your heart.
Listen to me, Sarah, don't you dare sing, you know what will happen.
Sarah, come on with me, I've got my truck right around the corner.
I'll sing.
No, you won't.
I'll sing.
Come on, let's go.
I want to sing.
Sarah,
I
listen
have
to
sing.
Me.
Would like to sing for you the traditional song, Bright Morning Stars.
No, not that.
Hush, Cal, it'll be all right.
That's Laura's song.
It's her daughter's too.
But last time.
This is this time. Let her sing.
Bright morning stars are bright. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Day
gone to heaven are shouting, day is a-breaking in my soul.
Bright morning stars are rising, bright morning stars are rising, bright morning stars are rising, day is a breaking in my soul.
Oh, well, our dear fathers, oh, well, our dear fathers, they are down in the valley praying.
Day is a breaking day.
I told you so.
You were right. There's room for her in the School of Music whenever she wants to come.
You'll have to convince her father.
Excuse me, sir, Mr. Rondell. Your daughter Sarah has a lovely voice, a truly stunning voice.
She's always been that way. She takes after her mother.
If Sarah wants to go to college, I'd like to offer her a scholarship.
How wonderful! Oh, Sarah, you have to go.
Well, we'll have to see.
I won't leave you.
Yes, you will.
I can stay here.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you're bound to go. I see that now. But I'll still be here waiting for you.
Sarah, darling, you're bound to go. We're all bound somewhere different from this. Sarah, do what you have to do. You're bound to go. I'll make you go.
This time won't last. This time will pass. We're all bound somewhere different from this. And bound to go. We're all bound to go.
Mountains, through the forests,
cross the desert, sparkling sand, our voices rising like a chorus, singing of our promised land.
You all weren't waiting on me. Got hung up with the men in blue. They asked me for my papers, so I sang a song or two.
Pete is here and so is Gus. Won't you sing a song for us?
Gus is here and Pete is here. Please sing us a song.
Sounds like you don't need us, but since you're singing one of our songs, the two of us will pick a little while you sing along.
Through the forest, cross the desert, sparkling sand, our voices rising like a chorus, singing of our promised land. There's a better day coming, not tomorrow, but to all. And if you wanna get there faster, sing together, sing this song.
You can say that you ain't hiring. You can turn your back on me, but you can't stop me from a-thinking about the way things ought to be. We're all looking for a place where the milk and the honey flow, where the souls with empty pockets still have a place to go.
We'll be blooming on that dust storm full of dirt and dream and strife. We did 1,000 miles of traveling, looking for a better life. They say Moses led his people, and he parted the stormy sea. But lately I've been thinking those folks were just like you and me.
Oh,